The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Sonny DeMarello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
pool? See, they do float.
Look at that.
I told you, they float. They look like little jellyfish.
These things float.
Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
And welcome everybody to another edition of The Rack Extra live right here on Rock Radio Show and WildTalkRadio.com. I am Sir Rocket, joined as always by Lindsay Ward. Hi, Lindsay.
I love how you endorse my laziness. This is fantastic.
And we're here to talk all about Season 2, Episode 2 of Total Divas on E! And after last week's episode, it's going to be full of drama. And I can't wait to find out about the cliffhanger with John Cena and Nikki Bella.
Same here. I mean, they left us hanging. He was there with flowers and wine. It was sunset. They're at the ocean. Are John Cena and Nikki Bella getting back together? Or did he just save a bunch of money on his car insurance? I guess we're going to have to find out.
And we will right after this break. You're listening to the Rack Extra Total Divas right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moments... And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I, once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW, it's pimping.
Every Thursday night, we bring to you The Rack.
These people yearn for enlightenment. Who do they have to turn to?
Who do they have to place upon a pedestal so that they may bask in the glow of their own essence? In short, the answer is no one.
We bring you a complete recap of Impact Wrestling, along with all of the latest news and unique discussions about the world of professional wrestling.
Sure, there are those who attempt to appeal to the unwashed masses, but they are nothing more than false prophets whom I will expose.
Join us Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, for The Rock.
I am the bright beam of enlightenment that will serve as the avenging sword of taste and decency.
Redefining pro wrestling talk from the fans, for the fans, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're welcome!
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio. Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
Welcome back to the Rack Extra, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. I have recovered from my laziness as we are back with Season 2, Episode 2 of Total Divas. Right now we're getting a recap of what happened on last week's episode. The cliffhanger, of course, with Nikki and John. What happened with that? You know, because it's not every day that a guy gets on an airplane and flies to San Diego to see you.
Nope.
Or that you wear a sleeveless fur coat. Mm-hmm. Which I don't quite understand the point of, but okay.
She's got to look good.
She has the money for it. I'm not going to question it.
Yeah.
I just don't understand it.
She's styling and profiling. Woo!
It's like, you live in San Diego. Do you really need it?
Dwight doesn't have sleeves. Who knows? She's walking down the aisle to see John Cena.
It's kind of ironic.
Mm-hmm.
Cue Alanis Morissette. And here we are.
How you been? Good? Been busy? Yeah. Cena once again obsessive thinking over the relationship. He's an obsessive person.
He's lost control of it.
Mm-hmm.
She's changed him. She's made him better. You know, his life is better since she's been in his life, so good on her. And he's in love with her.
He's still in love, and she wipes a tear from her eye. And she's taken aback. She has no idea what to say, what to do. But she still wants the commitment.
Of course she does.
He admits she was right, and how she makes the sacrifices.
And he says he doesn't know if he could make the sacrifices she's made.
Like moving to Tampa like she did.
He's not ready to make the commitment yet.
No, but they want to spend more time together. He's going to make every chance to get Ken to see her.
He's willing to, at some point, consider it, provided they spend more time together, but that's still not... And that's a step.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's still... And they're back together.
Aww. They want to talk. They're going to talk about it later. You can tell there's still trouble in there.
Yeah.
You can tell they're in love.
Oh, she is hardcore in love with him, and he is in love with her to an extent, but it's very difficult to tell how in love he is with her.
He made a comment on Live with Kelly and Michael where you can tell he's in love with her. You can tell. But yeah, there's trouble in the air between them, and now we're in Portland, Oregon. Why are we
for
in Portland?
For Monday Night Raw!
How about that?
There's Summer and Natty with the gold outfit. I miss Summer's gold outfit. That was a nice outfit.
It was.
And Ariana and Eva.
Apparently, according to Eva, Cameron is thebomb.com.
We can confirm this.
Mm-hmm. She is thebomb.com. Check out the archive at rockradioshow.com.
Cheap plug.
Shameless cheap plug.
And we see Summer Rae and Natalya continuing to take it to each other. Eva's gone off to get ready as Cameron continues to watch. And, well, Summer taps out to the sharpshooter.
And there's the great colleague in Natty's corner.
Oh, I know which Raw this is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can tell Nikki and John are back together. She's going to the bus. Hey, look, it's Cena's bus.
Pretty's like, holy crap. That's a nice bus.
If you just walked into it, you couldn't tell that's a bus.
No, that's really very nice. It has a wine cellar.
Really, John? They have a washer and dryer.
Well, yeah, most of them come with a washer and dryer.
Oh, I know. It's just...
But it's got looks like marble tile. It's lined in what looks like leather or pleather. There's more glowing lights than a server room.
Mm-hmm. Now Bree's talking about possibly getting a bus. To rent a bus. Because they got a bunch of cities coming up and they need a bus.
Bus envy?
We know Brian was waiting to get a bus.
Okay!
Nikki watches herself have sex with John Cena because there's a mirror on top of the bed.
That's just... Yeah, that was TMI. That was a little... Yeah.
Welcome to Total Divas, everybody.
Welcome to Total Divas. Welcome to Nikki Bella on Total Divas, ladies and gentlemen. Uh-huh. There's the first sex comment of the night.
And where you could tell they're back together. Sex comments have returned.
And her boobs are hanging out.
And her boobs are hanging out, yes. We're 1 week later in the process... And that's a pink top.
Yes. So they're signing autographs, and then they're all getting better together for a meal.
Nikki's talking about her lifting now.
And, you know, diet, how it's really important.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki asked Brian about a bus.
Uh-huh. To justify it, she wants to bring the girls along.
Because that'll be restful and relaxful for him, is to, you know, rent a bus.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love how he's like, we can't afford it. No.
It's all you they get like $5 to a gallon or something like that.
Yeah.
5 miles to a gallon.
5 gallons to, yeah, 5 miles to a gallon.
Oh, now he doesn't want to ride the bus if Summer's on the bus.
Yeah, basically Summer's getting the pity invite, and because Summer isn't there, by the way, y'all.
Yeah.
It's the original cast minus JoJo, and Natty's like, nope, I don't want to be there with Summer.
Mm-hmm. Natty doesn't like Summer. Cameron's allowed to come, and Summer's walking up in now.
It's a cute skirt.
He was like, we have a photo shoot, And Summer pulls her away, and Natty's not happy about that.
Summer doesn't even get to, eat her breakfast.
So, yeah, fun times ahead between Natty and Summer.
And now, basically, Eva is filling Summer in on everything that was said at the table.
Summer's like, including me? I get to go on the bus?
And then they're like, you know, Natty had a problem. Summer's like, I'm sure she did. This is the reality, y'all. This is how girls talk. Boys, pay attention. This is how catty girls talk.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, burn! Ouch, Summer.
Eva believes Summer's a threat to Natty. Wow, Summer's taking shots.
Ooh! Rockets fired, man! Rockets fired!
Mm-hmm. Oh, she just dissed the shoes.
Oh no, honey. You don't diss Natty's shoes.
Summer and Eva are our team, and yeah, things are gonna get interesting really quick.
And now they're taking pictures for Instagram.
Oh, Natty locked herself out of Instagram.
And Eva's going to Afghanistan.
How about that? She gets to go overseas.
That's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No. All Red is not taking over just yet.
Just yet.
Wow. Wow.
Cameron's like, yeah, you need to tone it down.
Tone it down a little bit, Eva. Oh. Now Cameron's mocking Eva. It's tremendous.
Flipping
her hair around. It's fantastic.
But yeah, basically Cameron's saying, you know, Eva needs to settle down. She needs to be a little bit more humble because Eva's bragging about how she was hand-chosen by Vince and they're going to be on the jet together and blah, 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 blah. And Cameron's, you know, maybe the green-eyed monster's coming out a little bit. But yeah, Eva probably does need to tone it down a little bit too.
Just a little bit. A little bit.
A little bit.
But she showed some personality. I will give her that much.
She did. And hey, it's AJ!
Tamina and Alicia. Against Natty and the Bellas.
Natty and the Bellas. Ow.
That didn't look so good.
Oh, I know what match this is. I know what's coming.
Yeah, and we do. Oh, boy.
So we get to find out exactly what happened.
And there's the hot tag to Nikki.
She takes down AJ. Beats AJ up a little bit. All the divas are watching intently. She goes for a finisher. And there's the kick to the face.
Yeah, there's that hard kick. She got it right in the face. And Tamina kicked her right in the face.
Right in the jaw. And she lost a tooth.
A tooth went flying, y'all.
Nikki's in shock. She's in pain. She's trying her best to keep it covered. AJ goes for the pin. She goes for the victory. And they're all concerned. Something happened.
I remember when we were watching this, we were very concerned. We had no idea. We thought it was her nose, possibly.
Yeah, we thought it was her nose. And, well... And, you know, well, it turns out it was a tooth. So, we have quite a lot to talk about in the break.
All right.
Where do you want to start?
Lead the way. I don't know where we should actually begin. There's a lot. That was a long segment.
That was a long opening segment. So, well, at least for right now, John and Nikki are back together. So, congratulations to them. But where they go from here...
That's up in the air. And, yeah, as we said at the beginning, it just seems like the issue of kids will still play a part.
Oh, that's still going to play a part because he's not willing to bend on that just yet. I think it's, you know, he does love her. He does want to explore a relationship with her, but you can tell he's not 100% serious about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just yet.
Just yet. But you could tell they are in love with one another.
Absolutely. So... Should be an interesting progression as the season goes on. And, you know, Natty and Summer is boiling nicely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Natty told us, yeah. Things were going to get really hot and heavy, and they heated up pretty well between her and Summer. And it's just beginning.
It's just beginning, y'all. Summer's talking smack. Something tells me, well, we're leading to a certain smack, but we'll get to that possibly in future episodes. But yeah, so Natty and Summer's heating up. Summer and Eva seem to be best pals. They're watching each other's backs. They're talking crap. You know, Eva maybe is a little bit more full of herself than she possibly should be.
Yeah, she all read everything. You heard that, right? Yeah. I will say this, she is showing a little bit more personality, and that's a start. Not saying it's a great thing, but at least she's showing a little bit. She's not as plain and simple and boring as she once was.
She still needs to get some inflection in her voice, because she talks very monotone, but she's working on it, and you have to applaud the progression.
You can, you do, you really do. But you could tell she's becoming more comfortable with who she is and more comfortable being in the business, as it were. But yeah, the big thing coming up in the show is, so we saw with the teasers last week, the bus.
Yes, Brie seems to have a little bit of envy of her sister, and well, it wants a bus, even though Brian's against it, you know, Brian, she justifies it.
She justifies it, because it's, you know, if you, we had more than two people on the bus, it's worth it, but just for the two of us, it may not be. And now we're back with Nikki and her apparent tooth injury as she's in the back getting checked on by the girls.
There's blood everywhere.
Yeah, there it
oh,
is.
Oh, yeah.
There's the tooth is missing.
And basically, they're telling her they're going to have to get an implant and put a fake tooth in.
Mm-hmm.
But for right now, they have to let it heal, so they're going to put her on antibiotics. And Natty's, you know, basically saying
anything can happen in pro wrestling.
Yeah, for especially for the girls, you hope you don't get a tooth knocked out. You hope you don't lose a tooth. But sometimes it just happens. And Nikki's concerned of how she looks, that she looks like a bum.
And Brie was sort of, no. And then she's walking around.
And basically, she's really concerned about what John is going to think about the fact that she's lost a tooth.
All she wants to do is make out with John Cena's face at the moment.
And she doesn't want to see John with missing a tooth and being a bloody mess.
And now Nikki can come on the bus. Of course, she broke a tooth.
Well, basically, she wants to avoid John. She doesn't want to see John, even though they're telling her, you need to tell him, you know, you need to let him know, blah, 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 and she's like, no. And now we're on the bus.
You can see this is a different style bus.
This is the economy version of the bus, you can tell.
All the girls, Natty and Summer, are on the bus. No pooping on the bus, rule number one. Number two, no sex on the bus.
This is an erection-free bus.
And if you get annoying, you're off the bus. These are Brian's rules.
It's his bus. He gets to make the rules, you know? So basically, they're all hanging out on the bus.
Niggy's bragging about John's bus and how this is not as nice as John's.
Now she's talking about the tooth and how she doesn't want to see John.
John is just sitting there laughing in the background. And now Brian and Nikki are making fun of her.
Brian and Nikki. Brian and Brie are making fun of her. Yeah. Like, Brian's like, oh my god, look. And then we see the Uso climbing into a bunk, probably with Trinity. They're cracking open the champagne.
And now it's time to play the good old-fashioned drinking game of Truth or Dare. And Natty asks, have you slept with anyone at work? And everyone goes, oh!
And this is where Summer finds out there's rumors.
Mm-hmm. Brian's heard rumors and he hears nothing.
Right?
And Summer's like, Brian's a tough guy. Top guy in WWE. He shouldn't be hearing this stuff about me.
Basically, she wants to know who's spreading the rumors, who it is. And basically, TJ admits that Natty's his only.
Mm-hmm. And Brittany's like, Summer wanted to get Natty with that one, and it's like, nope, not today.
If you know these two, they have literally been together 13 years. Trust me, they're each other's one and only.
Mm-hmm.
And things are getting a little catty.
Yeah, they are.
Innocent Lamb. She Wyatt?
I was waiting for that. Natty doesn't buy Summer's innocence. Drama.
Things are gonna heat up on the bus. We see the Bella twins kicking each other's butts backstage. And up here come the pictures.
Alright, where do you want to begin?
The bus. They got a bus. Brian's got a bus. Nikki's bashing the bus because it's not as nice as John's. Well, you know,
because John's is an apartment on wheels.
John's is one, probably provided by the company. Two, John is the top star in the company. He makes millions upon millions of dollars. He can afford a bus that nice. Brian is on his way, but he's nowhere even close to what John makes by any stretch of the imagination. Brian didn't even want the bus. Bree sort of, you know, made him get it. So they've got it, and, well, that's honestly what an average tour bus looks like on the inside.
Right.
You know, that's pretty much stock standard.
Right.
And it's, you invite everybody on, and, well, just kind of have a good time as you're, you know, traveling, and it doesn't seem too restful for Brian.
Mm-mm. No, not yet.
You know, honest, and, like, can we just talk about Nikki?
Go ahead.
I don't mean to be rude, but it's like, he's your boyfriend. If he loves you, he's not gonna care if your tooth got knocked out. It got knocked out on national television.
I think he kind of saw.
Wait, he probably saw it.
Was he there? No, I don't know if he was there.
Somebody would have told him. Word would have gotten back to him that Nikki got hurt at the show. Somebody would have told him.
Because was John back on the road at that point?
Since he didn't come and check on her, at least from what we saw, no. I don't think he was there.
That's what I mean. That's the weird part about it, because, like, you have to figure out the timelines. Like, that might have been when he first started to come back. But not quite sure.
Yeah, so it's... But either way, it's, you know, she's... Seeing as his bus was there, I would guess he was there.
But was that his... Was his bus there? Again, the timeline's a little confusing. We'll get more...
Timeline's a little confusing, but we'll get back into it as we are back, and we are back on the bus.
Yes.
And Natty is trying to give TJ a lap dance.
Oh, Natty. Natty. Oh, Natty.
Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy. Uh-huh.
His facial expressions make
that was an interesting dance by Natty.
And we find out Ariane's got a cover. That's awesome.
Rolling out magazine. Rolling.
And Eva one-ups Cameron. Oh.
And Cameron ain't happy.
And it's on between Cameron and Eva.
Mm-hmm.
Eva gets to reshoot pictures. And the night continues. They continue down on the bus. Brian gets moved.
Oh,
Wow, we're getting personal now. And Bree's going to bed with Brian in the back. Everyone's
and now they're all basically going to bed.
Yeah. Well, most of them. Natty and Nikki are talking and talk.
And they're talking about no respect and etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
And here come the pictures.
Yep.
Nikki and Natty are shocked.
Yeah, Nikki for sure is shocked.
Basically, they're seeing Ava softcore porn.
Yep.
Basically, Natty's like, I would be really embarrassed if those came out.
Mm-hmm. And now we've arrived in Dallas for something, SmackDown.
For Raw. Or at least, Raw. According to Raw.
Apparently Raw. Thought we were just at, anyway.
And we see Miss Sandra, we see Alicia Fox, and well, Cameron's about to show the pictures off.
Mm-hmm. Sandra's like, that's a Band-Aid.
And oh, it's about to go down. Mm-hmm. And hey, look, it's our favorite diva. Dean Ambrose.
Dean Ambrose, eating chicken wings.
Natty was totally checking out Dean Ambrose, yeah, and Dean was. Ambrose is completely oblivious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's John.
Hey, look, John's back. And John doesn't know yet about the tooth. And we see them setting up for Raw, and now more with Cameron and Titus O'Neil and R-Truth. And there's Eva. People are checking on Eva. There's Summer. Fandango. Oh, Fandango has the pictures.
Yeah, and basically, Cameron's been passing the pictures around.
Mm-hmm.
And now Summer sees them.
And now the pictures are making them their way around.
And apparently they've made it to the guys' locker room. Oh, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Or Eva.
Summer's going to now tell Eva because, well, they're friends and they got each other's back. Summer's like, this is a backstabbing move by Cameron. And when we come back...
Well, I guess we're going to have a conversation about the tooth.
In the principal's office, apparently, according to John Cena.
Yes, apparently, according to John Cena. And, well, the confrontation between Eva and Cameron. Oh, boy.
All right.
Here we go, y'all. All
right, so where do you want to start?
We got to start with pictures.
Okay.
You know, okay. I understand Eva took the pictures, and I understand that they are clearly out on the internet. I don't know if they're on her website or not, because you have to actually have a login or pay to get into her website or something. But the fact that they were easily found by Cameron, it's something of, this is hard to justify. Do I think Cameron showing it to everybody in the backstage was right? No. I don't. I don't think her passing that around was right, because obviously it's something of, there are no secrets back there.
No, there aren't.
And if there is a secret, it doesn't stay quiet for long, as we've learned.
We've heard and seen, yeah.
So it's something of, I don't agree with Cameron showing the pictures. That being said, I can understand why Eva would get mad in the fact that she found them, but I think Cameron had every right to do her research.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, if they were easily found on the internet, there's not a whole lot that Eva can really do about that.
No, you really can't.
And, you know, like I said, I feel bad that they got passed around because obviously, you know, as I think we're going to find out, those pictures are not something Eva is proud of. They're not something she wants seen.
Alright, this whole Prado thing, at one point in her life, she was proud of them.
Yes, at one point in her life, she was proud of them. I would say yes, but...
Because that's sort of a double standard sometimes. Oh, I'm not really proud of these pictures. You wouldn't have taken the pictures at one point in your life if you weren't proud of them. It's just it's a way to cover up your mistake back then, but you were proud of them at one time. That's sort of one of my pet peeves. Like, you were proud at one point of this.
Well, and my other issue kind of with this about her kind of getting, I guess, pissed off, and again, this is, I understand why she would maybe feel, you know, like she's, you know, she's been violated because Cameron, you know, again, she went and found these pics and then she passed them around. I understand why she'd be pissed.
Yeah, I get that part.
But it's like if you just Google search her, you know, it's like there's a picture of her laying in bed and she's very clearly topless. You know, there's another picture of her in the white bikini in an elevator. You know, it's something of you can't get really pissed about pictures, you know, especially if you're nudes. Oh, I found one.
And ladies and gentlemen, Lindsay is Googling about Eva Marie nude. And we're now getting a reaction to Nikki getting her tooth knocked out on the replay on SmackDown. Which is where we are.
And now Bree's gonna go after Tamina.
Revenge
of the Bella.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a little kick to the face.
Yep. And a slap. And a drop kick, aiming right for the head. And Bree beats Tamina.
And then pushes AJ in the face, just because, you know.
Just because she could. This was the build-up to, I believe, her title match at TLC.
Yes. And now we're backstage. They walk right in front of a subculture interview.
Yep. They weren't taping it. And Bree's like, you gotta talk to John. And Bree's like, Nikki's like, no.
Yeah, and basically Bree's saying everything we're saying, that John's not gonna care, it doesn't matter.
Bree's like, you know, bringing up that you're beside him when he did his elbow, and, you know, he would want to be with you. You could tell this is shaking Nikki's confidence. And now the bells are rustling, and Bree's going to force Nikki to go talk to John.
She's got her in a head scissors.
Mm-hmm. And Nikki has to tap out to Bree.
And she gets a little kick to the butt.
Uh-huh. Apparently she got kicked in the vagina. Which needs some action, according to Nikki. And now she's waiting by the bus. And there's John. John's like, are you okay? And she's hiding her face with her phone. Wow, Nikki.
I love how she's like, John knows when I'm hiding something. Yeah, it's a little blatantly obvious when you're hiding behind your phone. John's like, what did you do now?
No, what did he do now? And he doesn't get what... He didn't get it. He's like, it's a tooth. It's
like, that's badass. What are you talking about? I'm proud of you.
He likes her smile even though one's missing.
See? You can't even see it.
Right?
Hang out with me tonight. That's, yeah.
We know what that means.
And we get the tooth joke after she makes him promise.
That's the tooth.
And now everybody's getting on the bus. They're leaving.
We're on the road.
Bye-bye, Dallas.
We're on the road again. This, I think, they're now headed to tribute to the troops.
And they're talking about Arianne's music.
Mm-hmm.
And now Summer's gonna tell Eva.
Mm-hmm. And now drama is going to start. So Summer's now explaining what she's going to tell Eva Marie. And now she's informing her. And now now she breaks the news that, you know, everyone knows about the photos. Again, she says the photos are disgusting. Because it's not the company line, what she's supposed to show for the company. In that terms, it's disgusting.
We're going to get more into this in a minute.
Mm-hmm. Now they're stooping and talking about stooping to that level. You know, that's a low move. Talk about the pictures. And do it. Don't talk behind my back. Talk to my face.
Yeah, and Eva's basically calling Cameron two-faced. And now here comes the confrontation.
I love John and TJ's reactions.
TJ's like, oh, shit. Here it goes. John's like, oh no, 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 don't fight, don't fight.
You're gonna get kicked off the man's bus. And now they're shouting back and forth. And now Cam breaks up, Eva's better than everyone else, and Eva's saying, no, she's not. Wow. Drama is flying.
And, oh, Eva's gonna have a breakdown.
Alright, so we're getting the coming up. In the, so where do you want to go?
Okay, I want to just continue with the pictures for a minute. All because right. It's like, obviously she's not proud of those pictures. Obviously she feels she's gone beyond those pictures. And I can respect her for that. I honestly can. But here's the thing. If you Google search her, like I said before, she's either almost naked and a couple pretty much naked.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everything's kind of hanging out. Or in the one in the Instagram pic, she's very clearly topless, at least. And it's something of, it almost kind of feels like a little hypocritical. Because it's like, how are your Maxim pictures really any better than these? Beyond you're wearing a little bit bigger bikini.
And you're not
in
wearing...
In some cases.
Right. In the older pictures, apparently she's wearing like a thin bikini, a string bikini. And this is not... This the Maxim she's actually wearing. She's covering up a little bit.
Yeah, so it's just... it to me, it's like, I can understand her point of view. You know, I can understand why she would be upset. I don't think Cameron had the right to show the pictures everywhere, but at the same time, if you Google search her, you actually do find the pictures.
It's not that hard.
It's really not that hard, and it's something of, I'm sure more people have seen them than she realizes. Because it's something of, when you get to that level of fame, when you're that level of a celebrity, like she is, people are going to find that stuff, and that kind of stuff is going to come out of the woodwork. Like, anything you do in your past, especially now, if it's on the internet, it's going to be found.
and you know everyone in the offices of World Wrestling Entertainment saw them.
Oh, yes.
Long before, because if you think about it, a lot of the pictures you see now are of her in WWE. Before, there weren't those to hide the other pictures.
Yeah, it's something of when they hire you for WWE as talent, where you're going to be on national and international television. I know this because I've had friends get hired. They literally find everything on you. They do a full background check. They find every alias, every name you've pretty much ever gone under. And it's all, and they hash it all out with you right there as far as what you've done.
Correct.
And so it's something of, they are very well aware of what is going on with her, of what pictures she's taken, you know, and they do take some steps, you know, depending on the persona to hide certain things, to get certain things removed or taken down, especially when people reach a certain level of celebrity. Obviously, she has not gotten there yet, but it's like, if you look at her, there are a lot more Total Divas and WWE pictures now than of the older pictures, but they're still there.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, WWE, you know, either could not get them taken down or did not deem them scandalous enough to get them taken down.
Correct, and there's a lot of them still on her, you know, her site.
Yeah.
And here we go, and more drama has continued as they're continuing to yell back and forth.
And everybody's like, this is uncomfortable.
Pretty much, yeah.
Awkward.
TJ's reactions are great. You know, she was in a different part of her life back then, and, you know.
You know, honestly, the place in your life doesn't really matter.
That's a cop-out sometimes.
It's something of, the pictures are still there. They're easily found. It's not like Cameron called the publisher and got them.
Right.
But it's something of, again, showing them backstage, I don't condone.
And Bree's not happy.
Yeah, Bree's like, y'all need to chill.
Mm-hmm. I stuck my neck out to get your girls on the bus, and you're yelling.
And now Eva's bailing on the bus. She just wants to get off. You know, she's upset.
Yeah. And now Trinity is trying to comfort Eva Marie. She's talking about how she was abusing alcohol. How she got sober after those pictures. She's a changed person. Trinity's like, we all have skeletons. We all have had issues in the past.
Yeah, and it's this. You know what? Honestly, this is the price you pay for fame.
Pretty much, yeah.
And I hate saying that because I feel bad for Eva. I really do. You know, that it was uncalled for. It was not necessary for those pictures to get blasted all over the backstage. But at the same time, it could have been a lot worse. You know, what if a tabloid had gotten a hold of them?
Oh no.
Oh dear.
Oh yeah. Alright. We'll continue with the pictures. Like, again, it's they're on the internet. What Cameron did, was that right? No, and I've never said that. But making excuses for the pictures is no. But what Cameron did was wrong. She shouldn't have gone around spreading the rumors and spreading the pictures.
I think we both agree on that. That, you know, really, it's Cameron is at fault, but...
And she owned up to that.
She did. She absolutely owned it, and, you know, good on her for that. But it's something of Eva standing there making excuses, which, you know, honestly is something that she usually does. And it's just something of, it happened, and this is a part of your past. As Trinity said, we all have skeletons in our closet. We've all done things that we don't like, or that we're not proud of.
Right.
We've all been in those places. We've all had those dark moments in our life, and it's something of, you can own it, and you can move beyond it, or you can be haunted by it. And it's something of, unfortunately for her, unfortunately for a lot of people, when you become a celebrity, that kind of stuff, as I said before, comes out of the woodwork. And it could have been worse. You know, Cameron only got a hold of those photos. What if it was a tabloid?
Right? What if it was TMZ or something like that?
Yeah, what if it was TMZ? What if it was, you know, a supermarket tabloid? What if it was a national magazine?
Right.
You know, anybody with a real
anyone with a blog. A major blog.
A major blog. It's something of that could have been a whole heck of a lot worse. That could have blown up exponentially for her.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody else got a hold of those pictures, but it's something of Cameron found them. So it's like, you know, in retrospect, I understand why Ava was upset. I support the fact that Ava was upset. She now is not proud of those pictures. I know you see it as a cop-out, but it's like she's not proud of it. It's upsetting to her to see it because it reminds her of her past, but it's something of, in some cases, you know what? You just have to suck it up and own it.
Right. If she sucked it up and owned it, it was one thing. I know I get it, but it's like, it's still, it's always sometimes a cop-out when you go like that. You know what I mean? But that's just my view on it. It's like, I get it, but again, sometimes you make excuses, and sometimes you really shouldn't make those excuses. Just own it.
Just own it. And now we are in Austin, Texas.
For a tribute to Trips, I think?
No, Tribute was in Seattle.
Oh, that's right.
Or Portland.
Portland. Eva's over the bus, and now she's talking to Jonathan on the phone.
And basically, Eva's telling Jonathan what's going on.
Red and gold, Jesus.
And he's basically saying, so, you know, she did it, no skin off your back.
Right. To talk about how, you know, it's in place of insecurity that they did this, and, yeah.
Well, it's something of, Ariana at least felt disrespected, and that is her justification for it. Was it right? No. But now, basically, Summer and Ava are game on, and now Trinity's going to lay down the law.
Mm-hmm. And now, yeah.
Hey, it's Taker.
Yes, it's Taker. The only way Taker will be on Total Divas.
This season. Imagine what happened if Taker and the wifey end up on Total Divas.
Yeah, we've talked about that before, yeah.
My head would explode, just...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To answer that question.
Camera, Trey's like, you lowered yourself to her level, and now she's like, Trini's bringing up Cameron that has mugshots on the internet. She's talking about how, you know, you're mad when people come after you, and all that stuff.
And basically Cameron realizes she did something wrong, she feels bad.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And we're probably going to have the makeup scene here in a minute. And then it's Fandango. Fandango's like, those pictures were kind of weird. Now she realizes the boys have seen the pictures.
And, hey, it's a Paul Heyman.
Yeah, random Paul Heyman.
So, wow, we're getting a lot of pop-ups tonight. But, yeah, so we've already kind of hashed this out. We've talked it to death. Obviously, you know, Arianne feels bad. She realizes what she's done. Eva is getting more pissed about the situation.
Mm-hmm.
it's going to kind of go down. Meanwhile, everybody else is still on the bus, and we haven't gotten rule number two broken yet, which I think we're going to.
I don't know if it's tonight.
Yeah, I don't know if it's tonight, but I actually believe rule number two does get broken on the bus, but should be interesting. So, to kind of rewind and go back a little bit, talk about John and Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
Props to John Cena for supporting her. Props to John Cena for basically saying, it's a tooth. Chill.
Chill out.
You know, and it's something of, I think she's being a little superficial about it. Mm-hmm. It's like, you really can't see it, and you know what? It happens. It's a hazard of your job. You know, you got kicked in the face, and your tooth got knocked out, and that's just what it is. So, you know, you're just going to have to deal with it. And again, I think the theme of tonight's show is just suck it up and own it. Like, I really, really do. I think the theme of tonight's show is suck it up and own it.
I agree with you there.
So, but yeah, so Summer's got Eva's back, at least so far.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, Natty and Summer butt heads, which is interesting.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Oh, the drama's picking up.
Oh, the drama's totally picking up, and I love it. Mm-hmm. I'm such a sick, wrong person, but the drama's picking up, and it's amazing!
This is why the show is awesome. The way it is. The drama.
It is.
The drama is tremendous.
So, yeah. I feel bad. It's like, I want more John Uso on the bus. I really kind of do. Like, John Uso and PJ.
Oh, we haven't seen a lot of the Uso yet in the first two episodes. His time is coming.
We're going to get the Uso-centric. When they get married, we will get the Uso-centric episode, and I cannot wait for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be awesome. But yeah, we need to, you know, talk about Natty trying to give TJ a lap dance, because I love you, Natty. I respect your whiteness.
I'm
right there with you. But yeah, no, don't.
That,
just don't.
She has white girl rhythm at times.
Yes, and I totally respect that, as I'm right there with her, but yeah. And we're back at Monday Night Raw in Austin, Texas. Natty's backstage warming up.
Doing her lunges. Natty, Tamina have a match. And Summer's like, me and Fandango are opening a show. And she's like, oh.
Hey, look, it's Zack Ryder.
Woo, woo, woo. Hey, look, it's Summer Rae and Fandango. And there's Natty making fun of Summer. And Zack's like, I'm getting out of here now.
Trey's like, what the heck? Daddy?
Yeah, the fun is gonna, yeah.
Oh, this is the Slammy show.
Uh-huh.
Oh, here we go.
Now Eva and Cameron are going to have some words. Cameron's going to apologize. She's explaining to Eva what Trinity told her, and yeah. Cameron's apologizing, you know, she didn't mean to hurt her. Eva's talking about her past. She thought she got rid of it. Called it a bitch move. Now Eva's embarrassed when she walks into a room. Eva's calling it childish.
and unprofessional.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, Eva's like, F off and take your apology and shove it.
Wow. She just went girl bye to Cameron.
Oh, we get it next week.
Uh-huh. Next week we get erections on the bus.
And Bree and Summer are going to get into it.
Oh, that's next week on Total Divas.
Oh, this is going to be good.
And next week, the slap happens next week.
The slap, ladies and gentlemen, the slap between Natty and Summer, which we talked to her about, happens. Oh, I can't wait for that.
Me neither.
So, you know, basically to kind of sum this episode up, well, we saw a friendship born and a friendship die on Total Divas. And, well, will Eva and Cameron be able to fix things? Something tells me no, but I guess we'll have to see.
We're going to have to see, yes.
But the Eva-Summer movement is stronger than ever, so that's an interesting development.
Red and gold forever or something to that effect.
Red and gold forever. So, yeah, I guess we truck on to episode 3.
Yes, we do. And thanks to the folks at E, we have some clips.
We do have some clips.
So let's get to clip number 1.
What is going on?
I got this ice on my back. And then I ended up, like, going to the bathroom, and all of a sudden it's, like, burning.
Oh.
Natty got icy hot in the middle of her legs and, like, in her butt a little bit. What?
Is she okay?
Yeah, she was putting icy hot on.
On what?
On her back, because it was hurting. And then when she used the restroom and she was, like, wiping and pulling up her pants, it's just burning.
Oh.
Poor Natty. How the hell do you get icy hot down in this region?
How the hell did that happen?
I had it on my hands. I rubbed it on my back. I went to the bathroom. Yeah, I accidentally used toilet paper.
Wait a second. Did you poop on the bus? No pooping on the bus, Natty. If you got icy hot in your butt because you pooped on the bus.
I thought I smelled something.
Natty, don't be upset about the icy hot in your butt.
Yeah. No, I didn't put it in
my...
You didn't put it in your butt.
I was rubbing my inner thigh.
Wait a second. Now you're changing stories. Before you were saying that you rubbed it on your back.
Why?
And now you're saying that you're rubbing it on your inner thighs.
Brian,
something sounds a little fishy here.
Yes.
Were you thinking it would feel good if you put the icy hot in your ass?
Natty's just a hot mess. Girl, you pooped on the bus, and now you have icy hot in your vajayjay in your butt. Like, girl, bye.
Wow! I think that clip kind of sums itself up.
Let's go to clip number 2.
Hi! It's good to meet you. Today I'm meeting Alexis, and I'm granting my very first Make-A-Wish. One of the coolest things about being a WWE diva is the reach that we have. It's farther than being in a wrestling ring. Alexis has a neurological issue, and she is a very special little girl that has gone through a lot in her life. I really want to make this moment something she'll never forget. When I found out that you wanted to meet me, I was extremely honored. Thank you so much, and I have something that I wanted to give you. This is the jacket that I wore in WrestleMania 25. And that was my very first WrestleMania. I want you to have this. My ring gear is very special. Every single thing that I've worn in the ring has a story. But you know what? This jacket doesn't mean anything in my closet. It means more for Alexis to have it. And it'll be something that I can remember forever, and she'll have it for the rest of her life, too.
Aw. So you're a big fan of WWE?
Mm-hmm. I'll put Future Divas Champion.
That was her first suggested career path.
Of course.
Aw, yay.
That was Natty's first wish.
That's awesome that we got to see that.
And now we move on to clip number 3.
So, what is this I hear that you pulled Brian aside privately?
I
I just put him aside and, like, thanked him for the bus, and then...
You didn't thank me for the bus? My idea, cool. I was the one who wanted you guys on there.
When I had saw him, he was just going down the hall, so I was like, thanks for the bus, like, and, like, oh, yeah, about the rumor, like, I can't believe you thought it was true, like...
If you think
that.
I'm stupid, I'm not. You never pull some man aside privately and ask his thoughts on who you slept with. That is a slutty, classless thing to do.
Yeah, I'm single and yeah,
I flirt.
Who cares? I'm not a whore.
No. I was just asking him.
What's going on?
And I know people are going to start rumors about me. I just was like...
No, it's not rumors, Summer, at all. This is the perception people have of you. You walk around these hallways flirting, putting yourself out there. And let me tell you something. A lot of those guys, if their wives are here, you would not be acting like that. You know what? I can walk up to man and they don't feel uncomfortable or weird because I don't throw myself
I'm
on them.
I'm not throwing myself.
He said you did.
Are you kidding me?
In no way, shape, or form was I flirting with Brian at all.
I'm so dumbfounded that you're even going to come tell me this. I mean, it's not my fault that you're insecure in your relationship and you're going to come at me like this?
I take bumps for you. I will be in the ring with you, Summer.
Me
not
too!
Him.
You're misunderstanding what I'm saying.
I don't give a
It has nothing to do with
you. You're misunderstanding the way you are, and guess what? You're going to be really embarrassed, honey.
You're not even letting me talk.
Sometimes you need to shut up just the way those legs need to shut.
Oh, my God. That's ridiculous.
Girl fight.
That.
Girl fight is coming.
Don't yourself. Keep a 5-foot radius around Dane O'Brien at all times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Next week's gonna be fun.
Oh, I can't wait for next week. Cause yeah, I got nothing to say on the first and the last clip. I think they pretty much kind of sum it up.
We'll get more into that next week on the Rack Extra, but for now, I say we're done.
I say we're done too.
Once again, thank you everybody for listening. We will see you next time right here on the Rack Extra Total Divas as we review episode number 3 right here along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network on wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com. Say goodnight, Lindsay.
Goodnight, Lindsay.